Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And maybe, this fourth quarter thing has turned around. The Rockets played really well in the fourth quarter against the Raptors the other night. And last night, 35-19. Despite Kevin Durant, he is something. That dude can just score from anywhere. No Booker, no Beal. They didn't have that, you know, they weren't at full strength by any means. But neither the Rockets. Rockets didn't have Fred. But, man, oh, man, oh, man, did the team play in the fourth quarter. Tari Eason was awesome the entire game. Reed Shepard came up with a big three. Jalen came up with a big three. Dylan Brooks came up with a couple of big threes. It was really nice. Triple-double by Amen Thompson that everybody's overlooking, because the cause celebre last night, Lance, was Tari Eason. He had 11 of 16 shooting, 25 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. He was a plus 18. He was great.
Yeah, he was really good. That fourth quarter, you know, they got down at different times of the game and fought back. He was really good. I mean, you know, look, they lost they were behind inside the last 5 minutes of the game. They were down, I think it was after Bol Bol hit a three. I think they were down one. And yeah. I thought, oh, my gosh, not again. But then right away, Dylan Brooks had a three, and then Jalen had a three, and then Dylan had a three. I think that was the sequence. And it was from that point on. Look, they had a couple turnovers, some bad turnovers that you don't love. You don't love them, but they got some defensive stops. Durant missed some shots that were kind of a little bit ill-advised, I think. He was just coming down the floor and knew he was taking shots. And it didn't feel, once the Rockets got the lead back and pushed it to three, it felt like they were going to be okay. Despite the fact that Alpi missed free throws down the stretch that you really needed just to kind of salt that thing away. But it's just good to get a win. You know, the Suns are not playing good basketball right now. I think losers of 7 of their last 9, I guess, or maybe it's 8 of the last 10 now. So it's not like they're playing great basketball, but the Rockets haven't been playing great basketball. So you need a game like this where you gain some confidence in the fourth quarter. But I mean, when Tari, when Tari is healthy and playing, he is just such a impact player. Like, he's just somebody that the other team's probably not going to have a player like that to match energy with. Just does too much. He and Amen Thompson, like, do too much in multiple stat categories.
So it is. They looked. It was a close game the whole way. As a matter of fact, they were down to the Suns early second half, and they just, it was back and forth in a really good basketball game until the end, when the Rockets just pulled away, when they made all the plays. When in previous games they didn't make any plays and lost those games. That game was in danger with about 5-6 minutes left in the game. But man, oh, man, oh, man, just big play after big play, especially the last two Dylan Brooks threes back-to-back. He hit those huge threes. So the Suns right now, 26-28, guess who has their first pick?
Rockets.
All right? Unfettered. Well, no matter where they end up, the Rockets have the Suns' first-round pick next this offseason. So that is going to be
Rockets have a lot of their picks coming up.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this is nice. I'll tell you, Rafael Stone he's done a hell of a job. I like, you know, that they didn't panic come trade deadline.
I do too.
You know, the team went into a little bit of a slump, but this is a growing process. They may not be champions this year, but we certainly like the way that it is going. Alpi had himself another nice game. Amentari, Dylan Brooks, even without, you know, the $40 million man, the Rockets were able to pull this one out. Amen. With 11 dimes. I guess he is a point guard.
The turnovers say no.
The turnovers, well.
The turnovers, late turnover again the other day. Yesterday.
That's that ball he threw. He thought Jalen was
And Ryan Hollins is like, you know, you can't have this stuff with. Well, he said this is. Well, he made some comment about not having Fred and basically not having a stabilizer, a true point guard. I don't think he's a true, like, there's not really true positions anymore in the NBA. There's not, post players don't really play in the post. You have bigs, you have wings, and you have guards. And I think he's a hybrid guard wing, Amen Thompson. So I don't really care about the labels. Basketball's not really played as 1s, 2s, 3s, and 4s, and 5s anymore. It's just kind of not, at least for some teams. And I don't care who gets it as long as you share the ball and you don't turn it over. I don't really care what your label is or what your number is, but you do have to have a guy that you can depend on not to give it up in the fourth quarter. You need somebody who's efficient. And so, you know, I don't need a label, but I do need somebody who takes care of the basketball late. You know,
yeah,
I need that.
He obviously had the huge blunder with the inbound pass in the game before.
Yeah, that
he dribbled
was really
into traffic,
bad.
And he lost it last night. Jalen was on the wing, and Jalen. Although Ryan Hollins did say, "Man, Jalen, you got to stay there. That's not on him. You need to be on that wing for him." But he dribbled into traffic and had to jump up and find a way out of it, and that's never good. He was 11 assists, 3 turnovers last night.
So the last rebound got him to triple-double too.
Yeah. I mean, he's special. He is special. So that is pretty cool. The other huge news: Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman headed to the Boston Red Sox. I got a text from a buddy, Bleep Bregman. Pissed that he goes to the Red
That's
Sox.
That's what I saw.
$40 million a year.
Here's what happened: Scott Boras got Astros fans thinking that this was a real deal, and I don't think the Astros. I think this is not. Honestly, I think people got conned into believing that Alex Bregman. I mean, we discussed it. We're a sports talk show, though, but we discussed it. But I never felt real strong that he was coming back, just because, you know, you had to shift some stuff in the outfield. You had to. Obviously, it'd probably be a one-year deal. I didn't really feel like that a long-term deal was still on the table for the Astros, because they'd already spent their money, and I don't think Jim Crane's going over the luxury threshold. Not with some pitching decisions coming up. Most notably, with
Fromber.
Thank you. So yeah. It's. I don't know. I mean, we discussed it. It's fun talking about the hypotheticals and thinking, this would be interesting if Bregman comes back. I think there are people who actually look at – well, I know there are – who actually look at this as though Bregman spit in the Astros' face because the Astros were off, you know, had something for him, and he said, I'd rather be a Red Sox. I don't really – honestly, I don't think that's how it went. I'm not sure that the Astros – I think the Astros are willing to talk, but everything their general manager told us was that – it was very preliminary, and that it was not down the road at all.
Well, the average annual salary is $40 million a year with the Red Sox. So, he's got 3 years, $120 million. So
yeah, how are you touching
to
that?
To catch the Astros, $156 million is $18 a year over the next 2 years, the following 2 years.
He got way more per year than I expected.
Yeah.
Way more, yeah.
So somebody put together, MLB Metrics put together his best hits as an Astro. Number one is the walk-off against the Dodgers in Game 5. That was huge. I mean, Fisher scores, Astros win, 10-inning game, 30-29, whatever the score was, ridiculous game. But the top 10 does not include the Homer off sale in Boston. I'm like, wait a minute. There's no top 10 of Alex Bregman.
I mean,
that does
Sale
not
came
include...
in as a out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Sale came in out of the bullpen and was a major, major factor at that point for the Red Sox. Like, yeah, that absolutely has to be in there. Maybe they couldn't find the video.
Yeah, that was game four of a deciding game. And that was a late home run, a seventh inning home run. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on. He's got a couple against Washington. He's got hits against the Dodgers. That's all fine and good. Singles that score. Come on. Alex Bregman, if it's not one, it's two. It's the second biggest hit that he had as a Houston Astros. But listen, we looked at his postseason stats yesterday, but I want to tell you, there is Alex Bregman was in the middle of a lot of late inning, really important runs for the Houston Astros. A lot of them in the postseason. So, I mean, against Philadelphia, against the Dodgers, against Washington, against the Rangers. He was in the middle. I know he's, you know, his OPS is all crap and everything else, but he had a lot of big hits here. That's
he did.
Sure.
That's
why we like him. I mean, he was.
He's never been the same guy since the trash can stuff. He was never the same hitter. Psychologically, he was a wreck for two straight years, a complete and utter mess. And you know, it happened after 19, but he was hot. He was phenomenal 19. This guy was number two MVP. But, you know, he just psychologically, he was like a whipped dog after that. He never had the same swagger. He never had the same consistency. He never had the same performance. I'm not blaming it, obviously, on the trash can stuff was in 17. So 19 was far beyond that, and I do not believe they cheated in 19. But I do think that Alex Bregman, since he became kind of the face of it, because he and Altuve were the two that had to go, and you look at their performance in 20, terrible. It's like the only year Altuve's been terrible. He couldn't throw to first base. Like, Altuve was a mess in the bubble, the COVID bubble. But yep. Bregman never was the same guy after that. He's had his moments, but back in 19, this was the dude. Like, he was seriously, and you had a team full of dudes in 19, and Alex Bregman was right there. You had young Yordan, who was Rookie of the Year. You had, obviously, George Springer was still on that team, if I remember correct. No, George, I think, was off that team. But you had Carlos Correa had a really strong year, from what I recall. Well, I know Altuve did, but it was a loaded team. And I think that's the one thing with Bregman is it became flashes. But there were very good flashes at very important times. But I don't know. He just kind of fell off after 19. And you wonder how much of that was just psychological, because he used to be he was kind of a little snot. Like, he really got under people's. Remember we used to talk about him like he was baseball Johnny Manziel?
Yeah.
That's what he felt like. He felt like baseball Johnny Manziel, where he didn't care what you – he was going to do this and do that, and he was going to carry his bat down the base pass with
him. I thought that was the turning point for him. He was never the same after carrying that bat down the first base in 18.
Well, but what happened to him?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what happened to him, but he just wasn't the same guy. He all those – He
yeah, but I mean, not, his numbers plummeted after that.
Yeah.
After the 19th season, never even got close.
Yeah. 21 games in Fenway, 98 plate appearances, 7 home runs, .375 average, .1240 OPS. So the Red Sox are going to get something. We'll see. He likes to hit there. And now, listen, I don't know how many games he played in the early part of the season in Fenway, but you guys are going to see. He ain't going to hit for a while. That's all we know. But we know something for sure. If he starts out hot in Boston and hits well, he'll be an all-star third baseman, because he never, ever, ever starts well. If he can hit in Boston in April and May, they got themselves a nice one.
But I'm just surprised to see, just online. I didn't get any text messages personally, but how many people are like, F Alex Bregman, GTFO. The Astros already chose other people. Alex Bregman chose to go elsewhere. The contract didn't materialize quickly. There was discussions about people. I kind of feel like that was probably Scott Boras using the media to, you know, to whip the other teams into a frenzy a little bit, or at least get them interested. And I have no ill will towards him. I haven't had any ill will towards anybody other than Garrett Cole. Never any ill will towards anyone else. And that's because Garrett was an a-hole on the way out.
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I know. I get it.
All right, we got to break it. 713-780-3776. What do you think of the Rockets? What do you think of Alex Bregman? Let's go. Get in. 713-780-3776. Right now, I'm talking about Robin and the great people over at Houston Powder Coatings. Houston Powder Coatings is awesome. Houston Powder Coatings is where you make your metal look great. And you can do it. It doesn't have to be all shungad. It doesn't have to be broken up in the backyard, rusting out. You can do it beforehand. I told this story before about Westside Tennis Club. They bought all kinds of furniture, and the first thing that they did was send it brand new furniture, all still in the wrapper. I was there. I saw it was like lined up all these tables and chairs, and I'm like, well, this is all brand new stuff. Why are they doing this? They said, well, you powder coat it first, and then it lasts. Well, I'm not going to say it lasts forever, but man, oh man, oh man, that is awesome, awesome, awesome. How long it's going to last? Because you do preventative stuff first, right? So if you buy something new and you want it to last for, I don't know how long, all you need to do is go to Houston Powder Coaters. It's going to last a long time. You powder coat it first. Or if you need some help, you've got some old patio furniture, you got some anything that your mom and dad gave you that's metal, that you got car parts, you got boat parts, whatever it is that's metal, and you need it, you need to save it, you want to save it, you got there's some sentimental value or whatever. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Pickup and delivery is absolutely free. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to get in here with us. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on 97.5 and 92.5. I mean, Pete Prisco says that the Texans' number one target should be Stephon Diggs. Is that the
kind of mind his own business?
What? Well, I don't understand that at all. I don't understand what you're saying there. Is he's the one Texans free agent that makes the top 100 free agent list? The one Texans free agent.
Yeah, John Weeks didn't make it.
John Weeks didn't.
He didn't make the top 100.
Really don't have, the Texans really don't have. Should Stephon Diggs be? If you can get him for, if you can get Stephon Diggs, but what didn't you like about Stephon Diggs?
I like him fine, but what, like, I actually like him fine, but I don't love coming off knee injuries for 30.
I'm not putting. Wait a minute. I misspoke on Prisco there. He just has him on that list, that Texans free agent list. I don't mind if it was an offensive lineman, okay, but I wouldn't mind at all if with their $14 million that they have to spend right now, if that went to Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be sad. I wouldn't be sad if they had Stephon Diggs, but I don't want to get tied up to him long term. And the problem is, you know, this whole time we've been talking about it being a shorter term deal because once Stephon starts playing and doesn't get what he likes, he turns into a problem. It's happened in both places he's been. Players don't get better as they get older. Now he's coming off an injury. Like, we saw a good version of Stephon Diggs. He was productive. He didn't cause any problems. He got along with everybody. But that was who he was early on in Minnesota. That's who he was early on in Buffalo. I hope that leopard can change his stripes and be content. That's like having Jimmy Butler. You already know what Jimmy's going to roll. You already know what his deal is. KD, you already know KD's going to be unhappy at some point. KD's always unhappy. Jimmy's always unhappy. Stephon Diggs is 0-2 so far. So, you know, I always knew, all right, 1 year he'll be fine playing for a contract. What happens if he has to take a contract he doesn't like and he starts getting upset because he's, you know, I don't know. That's the one concern for me. The other one is coming off a knee injury. Can he separate and get open? But there's just something about veteran wide receivers where it almost doesn't even matter. They can still get catches until, I guess, D-Hop literally has nothing left. But, yeah, I don't know. I want to make sure that Diggs is on board still, and that he is back from the knee injury.
Yeah.
When did he suffer that? Was it November or October? I think it was November.
It was, what, how many, seven games in? It might have been
October. No, it was later than that, wasn't it?
Eight games in, was it? So T. Higgins is the number one wide receiver out there in free agency, but that's going to be too expensive.
Yeah, too expensive.
It's not a great free agent. I mean, you got De'Ami Brown. You got Marquise Brown, DeAndre Hopkins. By the way, the story was yesterday D-Hop was retiring. D-Hop said, no, I ain't. Who told you that? Because that's not true.
Well, I told you that
Keenan
the other day.
Keenan Allen is out there. This ain't a great. Amari Cooper. They got Amari Cooper ranked.
He's old dudes who can't get open.
Yeah, I know. He disappeared at the end of the season.
Totally. Buffalo thought they were doing something, and they weren't doing anything. He's the reason I didn't get to the fantasy football playoffs. That guy, wow. I spent too much money on that loser.
Loser?
Yeah, just, you know, it's not, I'm turning into fantasy football guy where I make it personal, Del.
Because your team didn't perform to the level you needed because it to. He's a loser.
I spent a certain amount of money on him at the auction, and he, you know, now, yes, was I doing that with Deshaun Watson as his quarterback? Sure. You know, maybe the foresight wasn't there. But then he went to Buffalo. Okay, and I had he had Josh Allen throwing to him, and guess what? Even Josh Allen couldn't find him. So no, we're not doing it with DeAndre Hopkins. We're not doing it with your boy Amari Cooper. They are cooked. D-Hop needs to get out. Enough, D-Hop.
You're just tired of watching him play football.
Yeah, I'm just tired. By the way, the Lions. This says the Lions are looking to sign Stephon Diggs. They have $46 million in cap space. And I don't know. It's BVM Sports. I don't even know what this is. But it said they are looking to I don't know that I would add him if I were them, but they're looking at a 2-year, $19 million deal. I don't know if it's a per year, but $16 million deal. So, but they don't really have a whole lot of information here, so I'm not sure that's a I'm not sure that's even accurate. Who knows? I don't know what BVM Sports is. But I could see somebody with some money saying, hey, let's go throw a little something at Stephon Diggs. He looked pretty good with the Texans. Keep him on a short contract so he can't get too mad.
Yeah, well, that's what he wanted. And maybe he's going to need it again. I mean, Plus, he gave away $18 million a year,
the Texans,
he's not going to collect now.
Yeah, he has $16 million. Cap hit for the Texans, almost $17 million. So you would think that's probably the number. The Texans could just take that hit, but it doesn't really make a lot of sense. They'd have to, if they want to get rid of him, they'd have to spread it over, you know, after a June 1st cut, more than likely, to help spread the cap hit. That kind of gives you a starting point for another NFL team. But $17 million a year is way too high for him. Way too high right now. Just based on coming off an ACL.
If you're going to have to eat it anyway, you might as well give it to him.
He has no – well, I guess if you just – well, that's a cap number. That's not real cash.
Right.
So if you want to just give him $17 million because he's got you over a barrel, I guess. I mean, when are you not over a barrel contractually when you're the Texans? You end up over a lot of barrels since you got rid of your cap guy. But – so I guess since he's – got you over a barrel, you just might as well give it to the guy with the ACL tear, even though realistically he's not worth that value, and you could get him at a better price. You could probably get him for 2 years at about $24 million, $25 million if you wanted. Why not do that and get your cap number right?
To see if you agree with this, Pete Prisco's top free agents: Sam Darnold, number one; T. Higgins, two; Josh Sweat, defensive end, three; Trey Smith, the guard for Kansas City, four; Ronnie Stanley is five; Milton Williams is six; Drew Dahlman, the center, is seventh; DJ Reed, the corner, eighth; Javon Holland, and then Zach Bond. I would move Zach Bond. Zach Bond was fantastic this year.
Yeah.
Zach Bond.
But he's staying pretty true to the position priorities, too. You notice they've got – he's got pass protectors, offensive linemen, rushers, quarterback. So I think that's where he's coming in. Because Bond had a great year. I think his list was actually pretty good. I would move Holland up a little bit. I like Javon Holland. Always have. I think he's a playmaker in the secondary. So, I mean, I would love to. I mean, if I were the Texans, I would love to have Javon Holland as my Jalen Petrie, but that's not going to happen. What? Do you not like him?
I don't know if he was really banged up this year or trying to avoid a major injury for his contract, but boy, was he bad this year.
He wasn't as good.
Did not tackle well. Admitted on a podcast, which is always a problem late in the year, that, wow, like they beat San Francisco in a close game late in the year. He goes, man, that's the hardest I've ever played.
Yeah, that's not a D'Amico guy then. So.
Which, you know, suggests that maybe you weren't playing hard earlier in the year or hard enough earlier in the year. It felt like Javon Holland got banged up and thought to himself, yeah, I got to make it out of this year intact so I can go get myself a deal.
When it comes to playing hard, money. There shouldn't be levels
get
to this.
Get your bag.
Yeah, there was a level. I was like, wait a minute, what do you mean you never played that hard before? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you shouldn't have levels to
it was a regular season game. You've played in playoff games. What are you talking about?
Did you say that out loud?
He did. And everyone's like, what? You have played in playoff games. What? This is a regular season game in, what, December? And this is the hardest you've ever played before? All right, Javon, appreciate your efforts. Thank you. Yeah, good luck paying him. It might be a year where he thought to himself, I just got to go get me a bag, and he'll be back to the promising player people thought he would be. But I saw him at, like, what, 9 or something? I was like, top free agent? Not the guy I saw.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're talking off-season. We got to end draft for the next 4 months here on ESPN 97.5.
Pitchers and catchers, John.
Pitchers and catchers are reporting, aren't they?
And also,
I just don't feel
speaking
like
of pitchers
of
and catchers
for our team this year. What?
Speaking of pitchers and catchers, did you see who didn't even make it to pitchers and catchers?
Who didn't even make it? We'll talk about it on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5.
This guy is elite.
And 92.5. Apparently, if you're looking to get your testosterone replacement, I got a way for you to make some money too. If you refer anyone to Game Day Men's Health, if you're over there and you refer other people, other places are just offering $150 credit. Listen, as opposed to, they're going to give the guys $150 credits, whereas Game Day is giving them a free full month of testosterone care at $250 a month. Okay? A free month, $250. The other guys are giving you a credit. Okay? You're going to get a free month, okay, at $250. This is a great deal, people. So if you know somebody that wants, I've referred how many people? Where's mine? Come on. Okay? I don't want to name names, but I have told a bunch of people, and I'm serious about it. I highly recommend Game Day Men's Health. I just think it's different. I just think it's better. I've been doing testosterone replacement for a while. This is something that I can really attest to, okay? I love using my clients' products, and I love using Game Day Men's Health. It is really, really good. They really, really care. And right now, if you want to pick up a couple hundred, $250 a month worth of free, all you need to do is refer somebody else. All you need to do is go to Game Day Men's Health to start the process. A free thorough evaluation of you before when you get started. Labs right on the site so you know what's happening. Peptides to help all of your needs. I don't care what your goals are. But if you're starting to feel sluggish, if you're starting to feel like you're gaining weight, if you feel like you can't work that off now, you can. Game Day Men's Health is going to help you. GameDayMen'sHealth.com, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Who's coming? Who's going to spring training? Lance has some inside information you won't find anywhere else. So here it is. Lance, who's coming? Who's not showing up at spring training?
Well, rumor has it, and this is coming from a lot of inside sources that I have, that Anthony Rendon will not be playing in the near future.
Your
many of my
sources
from
the
internet,
a hip How about he's going to get hip surgery right now, right before the season? Well,
why would you do it earlier when you would end up coming back? You got to do it right before.
He doesn't want to play.
Yeah, you got to do it before pitchers and catchers. Like, you know what? I just had a setback.
I tried to find all the ways I could do without surgery. Turns out I need surgery.
This guy's played 275 games, I think, over 5 years.
Yeah, Lance. I mean, John, he explored all opportunities without surgery. Turns out can't.
Yeah, you take it down to the wire because you're doing everything you can to get out there and be with your teammates that you like so much, and who like you.
Can you imagine if he was on our team, how we would?
I would have really lost my cool.
Yeah.
If Anthony Rendon was on my team, you know, this is what you get for the long-term guaranteed contract. It's the most egregious example of maybe long-term guarantees are bad. Because they end up just annihilating the team.
Signed Lance McCullers.
Annihilating the fan base. Like, what are you going to do? You can talk about, you know, if you're the fans, your team is just not going to really be that competitive because you got to pay off this terrible contract.
But at least with Lance McCullers, it appears, despite, you know, his Maven coffee appearances, that he's trying to come back
and wants to come back.
Rendon has made it known that, baseball, whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't like baseball. He tells you, I don't like baseball. Baseball sucks. Wait, what? I'm sorry, what? Javon Holland just told us he played harder than he ever has, and that caught my ear. Now, what did you say? I don't like baseball. There's lots of things cooler than baseball. Hunting.
I don't ever watch baseball.
I don't watch it. It's boring. It sucks. It's for suckers. I like wiffle ball better than baseball. I'd rather play putt-putt. I like to watch shows. Anything other than baseball. Gross. Wow, he just gave you
phrase he used with Angels management was ill, icky baseball.
Yeah.
And then had his hip surgery. Hey, Anthony, you going to play this year? No. Ill. Icky baseball.
Man, he's from Lamar, Kansas. He's from my hood.
Yeah, it's from your,
that's
yeah,
not
from
how
your
we,
neck
this
of the woods.
This is not how we do things.
I think you are. You would be a bad. Oh,
okay. Tell me what Michael.
Oh, really?
Michael from Pete's Fine Meats doesn't play hurt? Oh, okay. I'll make sure you tell him that he won't play hurt.
Oh, what about you?
You're
what
a bad getter. Look,
here I am.
Are you hurt?
I'm always hurt. I got a bad ankle.
What about when you... What about when you tripped and fell and you missed all that time?
No, I didn't miss all that time. You know what I missed? 1 hour because I took pain medicine on an empty stomach. Where was I the next day?
Like,
in a boot on the show.
Pain medicine on an empty stomach.
Oh, dislocated shoulder on the show in a sling.
And you took a picture. You took a picture of yourself from your hotel room.
That wasn't great. Yeah.
That wasn't smart.
But I play hurt.
Are you playing hurt tomorrow?
I play hurt. No, I'm not hurt tomorrow.
Are you playing tomorrow?
No, I'm taking my rollover day.
I'm taking off.
Yeah, we're all taking off.
I'm not taking off.
You're not?
No, I gotta. Yeah. I'm working tomorrow.
Let me tell you something. I leave so many I don't even want to hear from management. I leave. I know Dell already hinted that management isn't happy.
Well, no one's happy with you.
I leave so many. Everyone else takes their vacation days. John and I don't.
Never.
I've never taken all my days. 790. That's the game you play. Because Charlie would get 38 to 40 days off every year, so you take your vacations. We don't. Well, this is now we don't work a lot of those days anymore because no one's listening.
No.
But MLK Day, we don't. Let me get my replacement day here. No, you have rollover days to use. Guess they just won't go used.
They just go roll. They just roll over.
Roll
again.
Over into nothing.
Roll over, doggy. Yeah, just keep rolling over, but they don't roll.
So yeah,
over.
I don't
they
feel bad about
away.
Taking.
I didn't
a
say
day.
You should feel bad. I just asked if you were...
Well, people make me feel bad.
Who makes
taking
you feel
a day,
bad?
I had two different vacations this year.
And you were made
One
to feel
was
bad?
The Christmas vacation, which was great. That was a great break.
A week. We take that at the end of the year. Hey, everyone knows.
Did you guys see Frank Okham was hired assistant D-line
Hold
coach?
On. Texas legend Frank Okham.
He is a Texas legend.
Longhorn Frank legend. Okham. Wow.
Former Texan as well.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, he has not changed a bit. He ain't one of those guys that was playing at 3:30 and he got down to 180. Nope. He's staying true.
Well, he's
to
his a D-line form. Coach. They're different. Like D-line coaches.
Yeah, for some reason, D-line's not like O-line. Except, like I said, Sean Rogers lost a bunch of weight.
Well, Sean Rogers, look at him. Yeah.
But Sean was up there.
I see Warren Sapp at Colorado. He did not follow the O-line Sean Rogers way.
He's the same.
No. I mean, Well, there's Damian Woody hadn't followed the way either. I mean, there's
not all of them. Sometimes you just have big boys.
Yeah, they're just
Sometimes you just got thick-boned.
Brink Ocamp, I think he can still hold that line. I mean, I think he could take up a couple blockers still.
And where is he right now?
He's
with the Texans.
Assistant D-line coach.
He came here.
Yeah, and he played. Yeah. Didn't he play with DeMeco as well?
Yeah, he did.
He did. He was here. He was here before. He was a Texas legend. Mm-hmm. Then he came here to play, and now he's back.
So
Cushing's with the team.
No, you said that, but that was in the previous regime. He was this.
He's with the team.
He's still with the team?
DeMeco.
Oh, I don't think Cushing's a coach or a strength coach right now.
Is he not with them?
From what I can tell, I mean, the last thing said he was 1920. As an assistant strength coach, from what I can see on the wiki, if that's correct.
Okay.
I don't believe he's with the team currently.
Yeah, maybe he's not. I mean, he's around the team.
You see him around?
Yeah, I saw something. Something with him. Wasn't he on? I could have swore he was on the sideline of a game.
I might swear they might catch that disease he caught.
Is it communicable?
His dad came after me. I don't really want it.
Yeah, from the Cushions.
I know he's not a big fan of mine either. You know why? Because I wrote in a blog that Brian Cushing needs to play the same level he did before he was suspended, or it's going to look suspicious.
And
oh boy, you can't say that.
You have to be responsible for your words, Lance.
Yeah, be responsible, Lance.
Yeah, I just wanted to play the same.
Where he is right now. I thought he was still with our team, but maybe not. Maybe not. Dell, you got inside information that people just don't have.
I don't have inside information.
No, Dell, you got inside
information. I just looked at the wiki page, and it does not say he still coaches with the Texans. But maybe he does.
As a coach, he was there. He was out in 2020.
That's what I thought.
But I think he was in their strength and conditioning department after that, I think. I'm pretty sure I know he was with them after 2020.
Well, all I know is the wiki says he was one of their assistant strength and conditioning coaches from 19 to 20.
I've seen him, but like I said, I think I saw him on the sideline of a game.
Yeah, I think he's still with them.
Something like that. I know he's involved still. By the way, how about this? Cushing's mother, Antoinette, is of Polish descent. She was born in 1944 at a German forced labor camp. His father, Frank, who came after me, was an intelligence officer in the Vietnam War. His great uncle, who was an American Civil War vet, Alonzo Cushing, who was killed at the Battle of Gettysburg. This guy, man, he's got some stuff in his background.
A lot of stories to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he went and played high school football with a legend, right?
Well, you mean the coach or one of the teammates?
No, with a tout. With the hatchet man.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, did you know, Bergen Catholic, did you know that Cushing is married to his college sweetheart, Megan Ojai, an athlete who had success on USC soccer team? They began dating just prior to Cushing's NFL draft. His sister-in-law, Kalia Ojai, is married to J.J. Watt.
Better known as J.J.
Did you know he and J.J. were brothers-in-law?
On Channel 13 thinks it's just J.J.'s wife.
Did you know they were brothers-in-law? I didn't know that.
I've heard that. I didn't register, but story sounds familiar. Yeah, I've heard that
before.
Yeah,
it does sound familiar. I just got word he is not working with the team.
Yeah, I think
he
so.
He's not with the team.
But he's around the team. Like, he's one of those ambassador types.
You think he just, like, hangs around the locker room?
I saw him this
or
year.
Outside?
I saw him this
year. He's not Drake. He's not.
No, but that's those. You know,
John's trying to describe him. Like
I know. No, the ambassadors go to events all the time.
Yeah, they represent
the
Texans.
They wear
the
blue jackets, and they go to events, and they're there all the time.
Remember, what was the small?
Indy Kalu used to do a lot of stuff.
What was the small receiver name?
J.J. Lewis.
Was it Lewis?
J.J.
He was number 84.
Was it J.J. Taylor?
Apparently, Brian Cushing runs the garage with George Poe. He's close to the McNairs and DeMeco, so he's around a lot. That's why.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What garage?
Drake, where he just hangs outside waiting for guys to get out.
We
of
didn't
car.
Call him Drake. I said he's around the team.
John was describing him that way, said. Hanging around the locker room right outside. Yeah. J.J. Moses is the name.
J.J. Moses, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said. He's around. Like, he's around. I see him around. Because I know he's friends with the, I mean, you know, he's friends with, obviously, ownership and head coach. So I see him around. You're the one that said he was holding people's
pockets.
No, you're
the one that said he was Drake.
Man, you were talking about him like that. I was just like, yeah, he's around. Oh, what's he holding people's hands? Walking them to their car, having sweet foot massages with them? I'm like, what'd you say, John?
I'm close to ownership with the Chastangs. I am. I love the I've known Joe and Patrick for a while now, and it starts for me, that dealership, the reason that they're around for over 80 years, it starts with the Chastangs. There's a mentality, there's a philosophy, there's a way that you go about it. You don't sell cars in the Houston area for over 80 years as a family with the family name, okay? Unless you do it right. If you're somebody that's just trying to make as much money as you possibly can, screw people out of it, get as much as you can from every single person, instead of worrying about the needs of the client, then you ain't going to be in business. You're not, because people are going to stop coming to you. Well, not only do people not stop coming to them, they got more return business than they got new business, because people just keep on going back. I've been back 3 times. So I bought four cars from the Chastangs, because I believe in them, because I trust them, because I know I'm going to get the best deal that I can. No add-ons, no markups. It's where you get your Ford on. If you're looking for that Ford car, truck, or a pre-owned vehicle, gold certified in some cases, where you get great interest rates out there on the lot, all you need to do is go to ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, so let's hear from Steve Kerr here. Golden State was at Dallas last night. They lost 111-107. They didn't play well. Jimmy Butler had 21 on 8 of 17 shooting. Steph Curry was 9 of 23. They lost. Now they have to come here tonight. Aw. Steve Kerr is so upset with the NBA. The NBA doesn't care about us. The NBA doesn't care about my players. Aw. Let's hear
it. Warriors, come out to play, yeah.
Congratulations. I'm glad you got to play that again, Dell. Able to push that for you.
Why are you so upset about your – this is one of your greatest hits.
Yeah, it is one of your greatest hits.
Warriors, come out to play, yeah.
I don't know why that either.
Here's Steve Kerr talking about coming to Houston.
Did it, didn't he?
Here's Steve Kerr talking about coming to Houston tonight.
A real fatiguing game, late tip. You're flying tonight. I mean, can you go with all your veterans tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll talk to Rick after the tough back-to-back. And, that's what makes this loss even more frustrating, is that, we've got to get into Houston at 3 o'clock, whatever it is, because, the NBA and its infinite wisdom makes us play an 8:45 game, and they clearly don't care about, rest or player health. It's just ratings and all that stuff, so I get it. So everyone's got to do it. The whole league's got to do it. So it is what it is. We've got to strap it up.
Aww.
I will say basketball has it worse than anybody. Football, obviously, is the easiest, except for the fact that you can get CTE or have your legs blown completely apart. That's the tough part. But
Do we have to listen to this? The Rockets are playing 8 straight games.
I know. We complain about it. We complain about it, too.
He said that they do it to everyone. He's aware that he's not singled out.
We're in the midst of 8 straight games in back-to-backs, okay? We're in the midst, and then we get March 1st, you get a Sacramento game, and then another back-to-back.
Should we have it?
10 of 11 games.
Good. Keep complaining. Maybe it will change. I don't want that for our team either.
Our team's young. Guess what?
Well, that's true.
We can handle it.
Well,
our team's young. Although last night, Ryan Hollins and Craig, they both said, man, having 2 days off was really, really good, because the Rockets went through a stretch where they either are playing back-to-back, or it's one day play. They had 2 days off, And if they felt, the guys last night felt like, wow, that was a huge difference in there. And Phoenix was playing in a back-to-back.
I feel like after the last segment where we were talking about our rollover days, I kind of have to back the team wanting not to have to play back-to-back games. I didn't get my rollover. I don't ever take rollover days, so I'm going to take one. Get out there and play basketball. You're soft.
Lazy.
Although you're not saying that. You just want to go after Steve Kerr.
Ah, Steve Kerr. I mean, he's in his feelings because Trump won.
See, I knew it was going to be a political thing.
Yeah,
I mean, most people get mad because he was a Warriors coach.
Yeah. John has different views.
John has
he's outspoken about things.
No, but we had to play back-to-back. So Rockets are in the midst of eight straight.
I know, man, we were crying yesterday.
And you didn't like it for the Rockets either. You said it's too tough. And no, Steve Kerr acknowledged that it sucks for everybody.
Our team can handle it.
They've lost
the only reason they're tough. Yeah, and then thankfully the Raptors came to town.
I don't know if you guys said Kevin Durant yesterday. Vanessa, she as they were coming back from the second half, she started. It took forever for her to name all of the relationships that the Rockets had with Kevin Durant. And he works with guys in the offseason, which I didn't even know. They go to see him apparently in California, and they hang out with Kevin Durant, and they work in the offseason. And after the game, Kevin Durant was asked about all the guys that he works with, about the guys that he works with in the offseason, specifically Jalen. Here is Kevin Durant talking about that.
JG, I mean, we built a good bond over the last few years. And to see his growth as a player, his confidence level has grown since he got into the league. Been working out with Jabari a couple times, somebody I always watched when he was in high school at Auburn. These guys just want to be great, man. You know, you're in the gym all summer, you plan pickup, you go back from pickup to lifting weights, to come back the next morning and do the same thing, you know, it's going to pay off at a certain point. So what I took from them is like the work ethic, you know, and attention to detail. And you got guys like Royale, Ime, and the rest of the coaching staff who's going to hold them to a standard every day. You're going to see growth in them pretty quickly.
Royale taught Kevin Durant how to drive. Royale Ivy did.
Apparently, I was wondering if they played together, and I looked, and Royale Ivy's 8 years old or 7 years old or so, obviously.
Yeah, but they were together in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. I was wondering if they were at Texas together, but Ivy was there earlier than I expected.
Yeah. So, he took them, you know, the Longhorns, you stick together, bro. And he taught.
Texas is back, folks.
Dell's getting to play all the hits today.
I know.
Dell's getting to, he loves that. He's playing all the hits.
I love the bond between Longhorns. That's all. Got me excited. That's all.
They do. Right. They do have bond.
Do they have tattoos of each other on their ankles?
I don't know. We're going to have a Longhorn on my show. Raheel Ramzanali will join us. I know he has a Bevo tattoo. I don't know if he has an actual person, a Longhorn, like Ramon's Taylor or something on him. I don't think so.
He doesn't have a Chris Sims tattoo anymore?
I don't. That would be the least likely guy he would put on him. Maybe Vince, maybe some Jamal Charles, but I don't think he has a person on him.
Is Mapes a Texas fan or did he go
Mapes
to Texas?
Mapes went to Texas.
He went to Texas?
Yes.
Maybe you could get a tattoo artist on the air.
Well, Mapes won't be here today.
Mapes
is taking his rollover days. He won't be here today or tomorrow.
Oh, because he's got to get the season ready.
No, well, we're in the middle of our dynasty. I'm 10-2. We're getting ready for the CFP. But I don't think Mapes has to play. I think he's just taking his 2 days off. I'll have a couple of fill-ins the next couple of days.
Okay.
That's the only reason I ended up taking my day on Friday.
No one.
Because Mapes, we don't even have enough.
We don't have enough bodies.
Our manpower, we're too, Mapes can't play back-to-back games. He's Tar Eason.
We're doing ESPN tomorrow?
Yes, nationally from 7 to 10.
We're going to do Deportes.
We're gonna.
Could you have asked Melissa to do the show?
Why don't we just?
Why
ask
didn't
Melissa?
You do that?
We should have.
Too late now, but we could have asked Melissa. Hey,
no,
you want to take a day?
Apparently, they're serious about her doing the show down there because she runs out of.
I know she has to get back on air. Imagine that.
I'll just get back when I get back.
Imagine that she feels the responsibility of doing her own show.
Yeah, when you have a show and you're actually there on time.
Like, if I'm in the bathroom, I'm in the bathroom. Tough luck. She's like sprinting down there because El Cheto might scream at her.
Well, we have a different working environment. We don't yell at anyone here. Mm-hmm. I feel like El Cheto would yell. Not us. We don't
El Cheto yells all the time.
We don't do that here.
Oh, there's one of the other shows was really concerned because somebody said something on the air that was misconstrued, or somebody, you know, somebody was upset. I told you this, I think, off the air, John. Joel and Jeremy said something about when I had the Slowick and I guess the, I don't know, the comment about Slowick
and Stroud.
And Stroud.
And Stroud.
I mentioned it, and I don't know, one of them said whatever. I don't know, and I don't care. It was obviously nothing. And somebody comes to me on Twitter and said, "Do you hear Joel and Jeremy were going after you, and they said you were exaggerating the whatever." And I said, "Are you being a snitch?" I told the guy on Twitter, I said, "Are you being a snitch? Are you snitching on a show?" Because, and then I guess somebody, maybe it's BMAC or somebody's like, "Oh, man, now we got to, you know, Lance thinks that this show was coming after." Like, no, Lance doesn't think that. Lance doesn't, I had to tell Joel, it doesn't matter. I wasn't upset then. I'm not upset now. I don't care enough. This show is pretty unbothered. Am I wrong on that, John? I would say we're pretty unbothered by things.
We don't care.
We don't care. I promise you, you're not hurting our feelings. We're not mad.
We don't care what anybody says about us, and we don't care. We can say whatever about anybody.
Well, some people care what we say, but we don't really care.
I mean, our attitude towards things isn't exactly the same as whatever, other people's attitude.
That's fine. If you want to take shots at us, say whatever.
We know you don't care how other people feel when you say stuff about them.
I don't care about anyone's
feelings. Yeah, that we're aware.
Your feelings.
You're not
sorry.
Revealing
now,
anything.
Now, I would be careful about saying anything about John because we saw it happen to the Wheelhouse.
Well, yeah. They said a certain thing about John.
And then John went after
he didn't like it. So you do care sometimes.
I didn't care. All I said was something about their moms. I don't know.
Yeah. Not just something about their moms.
Family members.
Something about, you know, the morality of their mothers.
It was actually couldn't have been more tongue in cheek. Could ESPN have been more tongue in cheek?
Your mom's
we'll
a whore.
Find out.
just joshing.
Your mom's a whore.
Your mom spends the time on her back. Just kidding.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah. How much time does your mom spend on her back?
I heard that they often honor your mom. Often honor. Often honor. Often honor. Hey, it's a joke. What's wrong with you?
Why you take things so seriously?
Now I know how you got the name, Jake. Whoa.
Wait. Let's find out. Maybe I can buy them.
Pass that name down to your ass, man.
Maybe I can buy their mom some Zadok jewelry.
Yeah,
maybe I can do that.
You can. Even that seems inappropriate. Buying jewelry for somebody's mom does not seem like, unless you were dating that woman, I don't suggest it. Now, maybe you'd like to date her, but I think the gift from Zadok is too nice for you to preemptively buy someone jewelry that is not into you, because that's like, everyone knows Zadok jewelry is big time. They've been the jeweler for the city of Houston for over four decades. They've been off of Post Oak over four decades, and it's family owned, family operated. But they moved locations a few years back to 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, 28,000 square feet, and it's got everything in there. Every brand name. They are the boutique carrier of many different designers and watch companies. And so you have little enclaves, little carve-outs that have unique pieces that no one else has here in the city of Houston. And for Valentine's Day, you know, it's Valentine's Day is tomorrow. You can still stop in today. Stop in today and go get something from Zadok Jewelers. I promise you this, guys. You'll go in. If you have a specific budget you want to work with, let them know and they'll find something perfect. If you don't have a budget and you say, "I just want to get something that's going to just going to kill it," well, then they will find something that will absolutely be a memory maker for a lifetime at Zadok Jewelers. That's how good they are. Go to Zadok.com for more information. Zadok.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.